Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way. NBA Finals kicks off finally. I mean, by the time it's over, June 23rd, if we go the full seven, it'll be 25 days from Celtics Elimination Day and Dallas Elimination Day to the end of the season. Think about that for a moment. I believe May 30th was the date everything got rocking and rolling here. That doesn't sound right either, but it's going to be 25 days. That I do know. Lots to get to. Away we go. iHeartRadio, tune in Simple Radio, and of course, around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. We have a huge, huge hour to go. Boston is absolutely, not as only Boston can do, but man, they do get up. I mean, this is a fabled franchise. The Celtics and Lakers with 17 world titles apiece. You know, Celtic fans say, well, what about the five that the Lakers got up in Minneapolis? And, you know, they split hairs. Whatever. Celtics fans want to think they got the greatest franchise in the history of organized sports. I would say, well, hold on. The Yankees have, what, 27, 28 world championships, Montreal Canadiens. So we gotta tap the pause or tap the brakes here a little bit. But, yeah, TD Bank Garden is going to be blooming with green and white, and away we go as the worldwide audience of the NBA. And of course, it's been, you know, the NFL rather, around Super Bowl, they don't like it when teams try to attempt to upstage or take full advantage of, you know, the plethora of focus on the NBA. But the Lakers, that did not, you know, there's nothing to, you know, nothing Commissioner Silver, no edict, no blackout period, no embargo on stories. Danny Hurley, two-time defending national champion UConn Huskies, he of the Hurley Jersey City family, brother Bobby, and then you got Danny, and you got the dad, a legendary high school coach in New Jersey, 51 years old, UConn back-to-back titles, and now a mega offer being put together to try to lure Dan Hurley from his East Coast roots, New Jersey, and of course Rhode Island before that, University of Rhode Island, and now of course the UConn Huskies, to lure him to the Lakers in a absolute blockbuster contract offer. So we'll start with that. We'll get to the NBA matchups, Dick Girardi a little bit later on. We get ready for the Belmont this weekend. We got a lot to get to here on Sports Byline.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
responsibly.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, talking the world of sports here on NBA Finals opening night, Boston game 22. Take us 25 days to settle it from soup to nuts, but we won't get too wound up over that, right? We'll just kind of take it stride because, I mean, just look at the compilation of how these games go. Game one on Thursday, June 6th. You got to wait till Sunday for game two. Then you get to Wednesday. Then you go Friday. So you only got one day in between down in Big D between three and four. And then we do the whole thing back in Boston with just longer breaks. It drives you nuts. But listen, the NBA is not going to change it. So we're barking up. We're just barking up the wrong branch, barking up the wrong tree here. So away we go with that. All right, let's get to we'll come back to that bottom of the hour. I'll bring Dom in. He's a big Doncic guy. And I want to get his opinion. Boy, I tell you, I got hit up today, too, big time. I'm telling you. Well, you know what? I'll get to Hurley in 1 second. Let me just throw this out here, and I'll sweep the bottom of the hour with Dominic. But and I'm getting it right now via text and instant message. The number of people, it just blows my mind, in and around New England who think you know, that Dallas is lucky to be here. Yeah, Doncic is a great player, but they're getting all wound up over, of course, getting wound up over Kyrie Irving's return to Boston. He left there in 2019 amid a lot of controversy. You know, he just did some weird things. I'm not going to go through that whole revisionist history thing, but what he did to the center court logo with the leprechaun and all the other stuff, forget it. But I mean, listen, do I see a seven-game series? I hope so. I mean, as a Celtic fan, yeah, I'd love to see a sweep, but, you know, no, that's not going to happen. Five games? All right, I'd start to listen. You know, six games, that's where I'm settling. But listen, I'll sign up for that seventh game. Just make sure you tell me Boston wins, right? Okay. But this idea, I'm sitting around here with the media and I'm just listening to these fans and these other people in the New England media. It's like, what, slow down. I mean, come on, give your head a shake. Sweep. I mean, Dallas isn't that good. You know, they were lucky to beat the Clippers. Yeah. Okay. We could say all this stuff. Doncic is, he might be the best player in the league. I say that, and that's another debate. But I'll tell you, he's one or two. He really is. He is that good. Now, look, I digress. Edwards, I think at Minnesota, is going to be special. There's a lot of special players. And I'm the first one that will tell you that Tatum, this is not a stage he likes. And I give him a lot of credit. I wrote it on my blog, mouthofthemidwest.com, today, and it's true. As sure as I'm talking to you right now on this network, I am telling you right now, Jason Tatum is just got bright light-itis when it comes to the finals. It just he doesn't. I'm telling now. Yes, has he had big games? Yes, 2-1 up back in 22 against Golden State. I reference this every freaking show. But then it just disappears, and he's not hitting threes right now. Yes, he's got that jab step pullback three. He just this is not a stage he likes. It's just some guys in their DNA, they just don't have it when the lights get this bright. Jaylen Brown, on the other hand, has hit the biggest shot of the playoffs so far, and he did that in game one when the Celtics were dead to right. If Indiana inbounds the ball, the Celtics, you know, still would have won the series, especially when Halliburton went down, right? But the fact of the matter is Jaylen Brown hit a dagger three and then finished him off in OT. I'm telling you, the idea that Jaylen Brown can throw this team on his back and carry him to the championship is more credible with me than saying Jason Tatum. Until otherwise seen, I can't go down that road with Tatum. I can't. And I like Tatum. I love Tatum. But you know what? I can't put him in that position. All right, we'll sweep the bottom of the hour. I do want to get Dom involved because he pays a lot of attention. And listen, that midseason trade, Gafford and P.J. Washington's getting a lot of attention, and it does because 16-4, a better record than the Celtics down the stretch. So, yeah, we gotta let the facts kind of wag the dog, so to speak, instead of the dog wagging the wishful thinking that, Dallas is just going to crumble and fold up like a cheap suit. Not happening. All right, let's get to the Hurley thing. I wish the NBA would, I don't want to say embargo it because, you know, that got brought up today. Well, you know, it's all good publicity. And listen, the debate for me, Danny Hurley's a hell of a college coach. He's a hell of a college coach. He's won back-to-back champions. He is in rarefied air. When you win back-to-back champions, and UConn's had a championship ilk on the men's side and the women's side. But that being said, this is another college coach going right now to the NBA in all probability, not a done deal yet. He's going to the NBA where, and I love this, and because Calipari was an excellent college coach at UMass, and ended up going to New Jersey at the time in the Nets, now the Brooklyn Nets, and he got fired within 3-4 years. Boom, Cal was out the door. Rick Pitino, we could go on and on and on. Billy Donovan, he's kind of been out of the college coaches who have taken that step into the deep end of the pool in the NBA. Billy Donovan's probably done as well as most. But for the most part, college coaches and going to the pros, it's just not a good fit. Okay, so and I will bring up Mike Krzyzewski because it was nearly two decades ago, or even a decade, two decades, maybe a quarter century, 25 years ago, that, you know, he was going to take the, I think it was about 20 years ago, he was going to take the Laker job. It was all pretty much done, and then late in that negotiation, Krzyzewski said, "Nah, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm going back." It sounds like Duke probably re-upped. I'm sure they did. Gave him relatively big money at the time, which would now be probably per diem money, and what they're paying Hurley. I mean, it's just ungodly, the amounts of money. But that aside, college coaches, by and large, just don't get it done. They just don't get it done on the next level. And Coach Calipari had the best quote, and I've hung on to this for a long time. I said, "Coach, you know, what's the difference? You know, you coached at UMass, Memphis, and..." He said the difference between coaching a college group of kids and NBA players is this. In college, the coach gets into the huddle. He's got the grease board. He maps out a play and tells the players what to do. Coach Cal, and I think he was being serious, says, "I used to duck into the huddle and I'd turn and look at some of the players, Jason Williams, Sammy Cassell, some of the other guys, and say, all right, what do you guys want to do? What do you think we should do?" He get input. So in other words, you kiss the fannies of the players. You're the coach, and you kiss the tushies of the players because you're deathly afraid of them, because you know what players can do? And it's exactly what they did in New Jersey with Calipari. They got him fired. They didn't like him. He was tough. He was an in-your-face college rah-rah guy. And they said, you know what? This isn't what we signed up for. We're in the NBA now. What have you ever won? You cheated at UMass, and now you're coaching us, blah, blah, blah. And these players aren't dumb. So anyways, he probably said it with a little bit of tongue in cheek, but his point was well taken, that the pro players aren't going to listen to a rah-rah coach. And I think the Lakers are going to feel like when Hurley gets there, he's an up and down. I mean, I watched him during the Big East tournament, man. I mean, they were up a boatload. in their game against, I want to say, Seton Hall in the first round or Villanova or whoever it was, just thrashing them. And, I mean, he is screaming at guys. And, I mean, you're up 25, coach. Slow down. Calm down. But, I mean, my God. But, anyways, that being said, Hurley with the Lakers, these players, I mean, and LeBron, we're now hearing the Lakers are about to take the elastic again off the bankroll there to the tune of $162 million. If Bronny ever gets in the mix there, and, oh, my God, Danny Hurley is going to rue the day. I mean, take your payday. Take your payday. I get it. But you'll be back in the college ranks before you can shake a stick. You will be back in the college ranks. It for some reason, maybe Hurley's an outlier. Maybe he is. I'll go read Malcolm Gladwell again about the outliers. Maybe he is. Maybe he's the guy that can go in there and they can. He can just wave a magic wand and they can drink from a jug and go shish kumba, rah rah rah, and here we go, and buy his Kool-Aid and drink his Kool-Aid. I wouldn't for the life of me think that's going to happen, because I don't think it will. I really don't. They're going to feel like they're back in college again, and that doesn't work with NBA players. All right, we're coming back here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Join it during the NBA and NHL Finals. Celebrate responsibly with American Premium Vodka.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, we are talking the world of sports. Welcome back. Countdown to tip off. They say 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Don't hold your breath. And I mean, do not hold your breath. I'm predicting 847. Now, out on the West Coast, that's perfect. But I'll tell you right now, on the East Coast, wow. So we're looking at, 11:30. We get overtime. We're into Friday morning. Hey, such is life. It's sports, right? We get paid. We're in the toy department of life. All right, let's get him in here, Dominic Jimenez. Dom, I want to be talked off this thing. I mean, I'm not like the crazy. I honestly think borderline neurotic Celtic in New England, Celtic Nation, who are just over the top. 5-game series, 4-game series. Tatum's going to come out of his shell. He's going to go nuts. Okay, I hope he does. Make a case for Dallas. Make a case. And I don't think it's that difficult because if which has been suggested, this might be the greatest backcourt in the league history, which is when you say that, you kind of wince a little bit because you think of all the greats. But then when you really look at it, Doncic and Kyrie Irving are sensational. Let me hear what you have to say about the Mavericks, how they match up in the series with Boston, from whence they came through a pretty arduous run through the sub-regionals, so to speak. And here we go right now in the finals. And they, too, are just 4 wins away from a title. Let's hear what you have to say about Dallas.
So the first thing in favor of Dallas is they have the best player in the series. Luka is the best player that is going to be in this series. Jason Tatum's very good. Luka's better than Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. Another thing they have going for them, they've got a guy who has a championship that was a focal point. Now, that's not to disrespect Drew Holiday. Kyrie's a better player than Drew Holiday. Kyrie more directly impactful to his title than Drew Holiday was. Fact. And there's also, if you want to have me give you a third one, there's the whole quote-unquote battle-tested thing. I'm not a firm believer in that where, oh, they didn't play anybody tough, so how are they going to know? But there is something to be said about that because if you look at the Nuggets haven't beaten anybody good in the playoffs the last few years. And that's not that they're not battle-tested, but, you know, we think about their championship, and it was kind of an easy road to get there. Boston has that same magic. Maybe they, especially Tatum and Brown, can look at that championship from a couple years ago against the Warriors and be like, okay, this is where we screwed up. This is where we need to improve. I don't know if they have it in them, though. I know Jason Tatum likes to think he's, you know, the next Kobe Bryant. He's done nothing, not a single thing in his career to prove to me. Now, Boston fans are probably going to disagree. I haven't seen that quote-unquote Mamba mentality out of Jason Tatum yet. This is his opportunity. If he fails in the finals again, and I'm not putting the finals loss to the Warriors all on Jason Tatum, but he played bad those last few games. Nobody can argue with me on that. So if he struggles again and in bigger picture the Celtics lose again, I think we can put the Kobe Bryant conversation to rest because Tatum, I think, will have had enough opportunities to prove at that point he's not that dude.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, here's the one thing I will say, and I want to get your reaction to this as well. Everyone's saying, well, who do the Celtics have defensively to shut down Luka? At least edge him off the ball and edge him when he comes across the timeline and make him uncomfortable. And I said, okay, well, you got White. You got Derek White. You've got Jrue Holiday, he's been great players. Here's what I'll tell you, and this is where it could all come back to. They're going to rue the day they traded Marcus Smart because that's the guy. That's the guy, if you go back to that 2022 finals against Golden State, who is outstanding. I don't have his numbers in front of me, but as I recall watching that very, very intently, Marcus Smart was huge. If Marcus Smart were in a Celtic green and white uniform tonight, I'm telling you right now, he would be the guy mano-mano for Luka. And I don't know if there's any history there. I don't have it in front of me, if there is. But that just is my gut sense. But that being said, Marcus Smart's with Memphis now. He doesn't play for the Boston Celtics, so it's a non-factor. So if and buts and all that other stuff. Let me ask you this question, though. Can Luka be, can he be quasi-contained, or does he have to be complicit and maybe hit a shooting slump, which is not very likely, oh, by the way. Let me hear.
I don't know about contained, but I think he can be disrupted. It's a lot like that series with not so much the Timberwolves. Jaden McDaniels is a fine defender, and he bothered Luka. Anthony Edwards in spurts bothered Luka, but none of them were like a Lu Dort for the OKC Thunder. And again, he didn't stop Luka, but he disrupted him. And Luka did not have, from a scoring perspective, I don't believe he had an over the top, you know, 40 a game series against the Thunder. It was a lot of the other guys that did it to the Thunder. Jaylen Brown in spurts can probably bother Luka a little bit. Jason Tatum can probably bother him in spurts. Drew Holiday, that's one of the downsides when you have a premier defender. Now you got two guys that you got to guard. Right. And I think Drew Holiday is going to see a lot of Kyrie Irving, or Kyrie's going to be guarded a lot by Drew Holiday, however you want to phrase that. So I don't think they're going to stop Luka, but I think they're going to throw a bevy of guys at him to disrupt him, and I think that's honestly the best that the Celtics can do in this regard. I don't see a guy like Peyton Pritchard causing him problems on more than a couple possessions. Derek White, I don't see more than a couple possessions at a time causing him problems. So I think it's going to be constant switching and just irritating him rather than stopping him.
All right, does the big two in Dallas, Doncic and Irving and Brown and Tatum in Boston, do these two cancel themselves out, and therefore, in theory, this series and this NBA title will be decided elsewhere? And having Porzingis back may stretch the floor and really, really, really be a huge difference. And he could have played if needed, but they gave him a lot of rest and a lot of time to make sure he was 110% healed because they didn't need him. The Celtics literally, well, they're 14-2. They just cruised through. There was no need. That being said, you could say the rust factor. But do the big twos on each of these teams cancel out, or is that just you know, good fodder to bring to talk radio and has no application in this series? How about that?
I think for the most part, yes, you can probably expect, you know, both duos to average 50 to 60 points. I think that's reasonable. Both duos are going to get a handful of assists. They're going to get a handful of rebounds. I think that's fair. And I think that's where you have to give a big tip of the cap towards the Celtics, is their supporting cast is better. Derek White is a better scorer than any third option that Dallas has right now. Derek Jones Jr., more of a defensive guy. Maxi Kleba, he's been hurt. He's a shoot-it guy, and he hasn't even been doing that well. Gafford and Lively, they can help in spurts, but neither of them are dominant offensive players. Hardy, he's fine. Josh Green, he's fine. PJ Washington, this might have to be his series. He's coming off a really bad series against the Timberwolves. He's going to have to be big in this series. But you look at Boston, Horford doesn't happen often anymore, but Al Horford can go for 20-10 with a couple blocks in a given night. It's possible. Mm-hmm. Peyton Pritchard, solid. Derek White, good. Drew Holiday, we're talking about his defensive prowess. Let's not forget, Drew Holiday is a former All-Star. He can put up buckets and dish out assists when he needs to. I like Boston's 3 through, we'll call it, what, 7, 8? I like them better a lot better than I like the Mavericks 3 through 8.
All right, give me a pick. Give me a pick here. And the number of games, if you don't mind. And I do, I won't be a bit surprised if you pick Dallas, because they're good and potentially great. We will see. I think the Celtics, top to bottom, have a better roster. That being said, there's a lot of intangibles at work here. What do you think?
I think Boston wins in 6. I don't want to say it. I prefer the Mavericks. I hope the Mavericks sweep them. They won't, though. And I do think the Celtics win in 6. I think they're going to split these first two in Boston, and then Boston's going to kind of assert themselves over the next 4 games, and it won't be pretty for Dallas, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And if that's true and Boston wins it in six, who's likely the MVP of the series from the winning Boston team?
Jaylen Brown.
I agree.
It'll be Jaylen Brown.
I absolutely agree with you. And the other player, too, and I kind of mentioned him in passing, he's been unbelievable. I mean, as unbelievable as Derek White. I mean, he saved their butt last year. They were down 0-3 to Miami. They got to game seven, and wouldn't you know, they lost at home. And this idea that the Celtics are invincible, and I've been making a big deal out of the Boston Garden and the parquet panels of that building and the history and all the other stuff. Yeah, they got a lot of championship banners hanging. They got a lot of cachet in their history. History only you know, kind of is like a 2% factor here. Please, and when I find myself going over the top on quote unquote history, and it doesn't really apply. It just doesn't. It really doesn't. So there you go. We look forward to it. All right, American Premium Vodka. We're heading into summer. We want you to celebrate 100% responsibly. American Premium Vodka. Please do not drink and drive. And if you're out and about on this weekend and you're enjoying NBA and NHL, ask at your favorite place for American Premium Vodka. If they don't have it, ask them to get it. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll along towards Sports Weekend presented by American Premium Vodka. Yes, Sports Weekend, we look forward to it. We'll be here throughout the weekend. Belmont, yeah, horse racing's third jewel in its Triple Crown. There will not be a Triple Crown winner this year, of course, as we had Mystic Dan win the Derby, and then Seize the Gray came back and won the Preakness, but here we are with the Belmont. And obviously a change of venue. It's still in the state of New York, the Empire State, but upstate, the old Spa, Saratoga Racecourse, one of the, I think, the oldest sports venue in North America. And to help us look at the Belmont and just, I don't know, just shoot the breeze. A lot of respect for this man, Dick Girardi, long time Philadelphia, I'd say the Delaware Valley, TV, radio, newspapers, and one of the best sports town in America at the time with the Inquirer and the Daily News, the legendary Bill Lyons, just a whole bunch of great sports writers, and this gentleman certainly one of them. His name is Dick Girardi. Dick, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on, and I want to say right at the top, we appreciate you, number one, Dick, but betonline.ag is making it possible for us to have this repartee on the Sport of Kings over the last month and a half. How are you, Dick?
I'm great, Marty, and yes, they are, and it's the spot to go for the most up-to-date odds and props on the Belmont Stakes, and thank you for that great intro, and it's been an awesome run. I've been here since 1985 in Philly, and you're right, TV, radio, newspapers, what a great sports town it is.
Oh, it really is. You know, Dick, if you don't mind, at the end of this discourse on the ponies, I do want to ask you about Hurley possibly to the Lakers and why college coaches don't cut it in the NBA, if we have time, yep. And I hope that's okay.
Sure.
I hope, because I do respect your opinion. Let's do it. Yep. All right, let's start, though, however. You know, I guess I got to start with, there's no Triple Crown winner, and, of course, Belmont's getting a facelift, and we may see 2 years of the Belmont at Saratoga. I believe this is the oldest sports venue in North America. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place off of Union Avenue, and we got a great – and I want to start with a great local angle, and that is the favorite is Sierra Leone, trained by Chad Brown, who is from the Saratoga area, Mechanicsville, New York, and – Flavian Pratt's going to pick up the mount, and here we go with Sierra Leone. Let's start right there with the favorite. Is this all about who's going to get second to Sierra Leone on Saturday? Let's hear.
Look, he should be the favorite. He obviously ran a phenomenal race in the Derby, and unlike Mystic Dan and Seize the Gray, the Derby and Preakness winners, he's had that five-week break, which is so consequential over the last 20 years for horses in the Belmont Stakes, getting that break where the horses are running the Derby and the Preakness. It's just that third race is just so difficult. There have been like 10 of the last 20 winners have been horses that have done exactly what Sierra Leone is doing. So, yeah, he deserves to be the favorite. You're right about Saratoga. It's the oldest sporting venue in the country. They actually have a thing there called the 1863 Club, and the reason is that's when the joint opened. And it's going to be very cool. There's a Belmont Stakes Festival, and it's over 4 days. It actually started today through Sunday, is at Saratoga. Because I think, as most people know, Marty, and I know you do, Belmont Park is undergoing a reconstruction, and they're going to run the race there this year and next year, and hopefully have Belmont Park reopened for 2026.
Well, I tell you, I don't want to, you know, we're doing sports talk around the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network right now, Dick. And again, courtesy of betonline.ag. But I do a quick travelogue here. Saratoga, I mean, Union Avenue, downtown, the Wishing Well Restaurant. I'm sure you've been there. That place is, you know, the Rip Van Dam. That place, it is so old you can smell the ghost, the Gideon Putnam out in the state forest. Before we get back to the ponies, what a beautiful place. What an absolutely stunning place. And Carly Simon's song, You're So Vain, she's got a line in there about Saratoga, right?
Yeah, it does indeed. And a lot of people think she was talking about James Taylor and their boyfriend at the time.
You're
So Vain, you probably think this song is about you. And your horse naturally won at Saratoga. So, yeah, look, Red Smith had the great line. He didn't write it, but he's quoted as having said it, that you drive north for 175 miles from New York City, turn left on Union Avenue, and go back 100 years. And that's really what
it is. I love
that. You've obviously been there. The great Victorian homes on Union Avenue. And then on Broadway, north of downtown, all the way up to Skidmore, which is at the top of Broadway. I mean, it looks like something out of The Great Gatsby, right, which was actually set on Long Island, but you could imagine it being there. And the fact that, you know, the meet normally starts late July, ends Labor Day, goes 40 days, but they're up there early this year. Hotels have been sold out for a year from the moment they announced this. Every restaurant in town, you can't get in. The Wishing Well, a number of the ones you mentioned, it's a wild, and it's great for the sport because it's the most iconic venue we have in horse racing, and to have the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga and have all these other good races. Marty, it's like a mini Breeders' Cup. We got the Kentucky Oaks winner, Torpedo Anna, is running tomorrow. Obviously, we have the Derby winner on Saturday. We have Idiomatic, the Philly Mare champion from last year, running on Saturday. We have a White of Barrio who won the Breeders' Cup Classic running in the Met Mile. I mean, it's an all-star show all weekend at Saratoga.
There's no doubt about that. All right, let's get back to the horse and the favorite one more time, because there's a line that kind of would make you want to draw a line through Sierra Leone, because Saratoga has the moniker of the graveyard of favorites attached to its beautiful venue. Is that just a throwaway line applicable here, perhaps? Let's hear it, Dick.
Well, Secretariat lost there. American Pharoah lost there. His only loss was a three-year-old in 2015. So, yeah, it has. There's been some bizarre results historically at Saratoga. Now, whether that'll happen Saturday, to be determined. But, yeah, I don't. There are some ghosts. You mentioned the ghosts are definitely there at the spa. There isn't any argument about that. One of the cool things, again, Marty, I know you know this. In the town, the horses have the right of way. Not cars. You have to stop for the horses across the street. Only in Saratoga does that happen. But, you know, Sierra Leone should be the favorite, but you got the Derby winner, Mystic Dan. You got the Preakness winner, Seize the Gray. You have a new player in here, Mindframe, very talented. Ran on Florida Derby Day, ran out the TV set, won by 14 lengths, then ran on the undercard of the Kentucky Derby and looked great there. And most recently outworked his stablemate, Fierceness, who was the Derby favorite, to the point where Todd Pletcher said, well, I'm not running Fierceness in a Belmont. I'm running this horse, Mindframe. So he'd probably be the second choice. Right now, he's a little over 3-1 at betonline.ag. I don't know what he'll go off at Saturday. Mystic Dan is 8-1 at BetOnline. That's a really good price. I don't think he's going to quite be that high on Saturday, but it is a fascinating gambling race for sure.
All right, I'm going to ask you to give us kind of the ebb and flow of the race here. But again, if you could, please tell us BetOnline AG right from the comfort of your home, right? Let's hear.
Yeah, that's right. Get on betonline.ag. Again, you get best up-to-date odds and props. And there's a lot of cool prop bets, and I know everybody loves sports prop bets. Here's one for you, the Met Mile Belmont Double. I mentioned White of Barrio a minute ago. If you bet White of Barrio and Sierra Leone and both of them win, that's plus 400. You get 4-1. I don't think the parlay is going to pay any more than that, so you might want to consider that as one of your prop bets. And I would also tell you, if the speed of the track is similar Saturday to what it was today, you want to take under 204 as the winning time for a mile and a quarter.
There you go. Dick Girardi with us, longtime Philadelphia media personality across all the mediums and even the web today and podcasting. He turns up all over the country and around the globe. Very, very respected Philadelphia newspapers, Inquirer, Daily News, great media town in terms of television and great sports radio. Going back to the days of the old 1210 WCAU, Steve Fredericks and Bill Campbell and all the great, great personalities in that city. Dick Girardi is one of the key ones there. All right, give us the ebb and flow of this race. How do you think the race will go? I'm with you on Mindframe. When I see Pletcher and I see Irad Ortiz, who is absolutely in love with the spa, he loves it, and they love him right back in those pine trees there off Union Avenue. Mindframe has to be in your conversation. Let's hear.
There's no doubt. Look, Seize the Gray's the one. He won the Preakness by going wire to wire. Got easy lead. I don't think that's going to happen this time, because Mindframe, from the outside post, they almost have to go. Right? This race, keep in mind, starts at the eighth pole. It's a mile and an eighth racetrack, but a mile and a quarter race. It's like the Travers. They can't run it a mile and a half because of the configuration of the track. So it's not the similar distance as the Belmont. So I see Seize the Gray out there. I think Mindframe is out there. I think Antiquarian and Doorknock will be, and Wine Stewart will be in the vicinity, along with Mystic Dan, who might get that rail ride again that he did so well with in the Derby and ran in the Preakness, with Sierra Leone and Honor Marie, horses like that, much further back, but not nearly as far back as they were in the Derby. We got half the field size, Marty, and I think that's a huge deal, right? You got to run around 19 or 18 or 19 is a lot harder than running around 9 or 10 like in this race.
You know, if there's an upset and a long shot, and I'll tell you, he's another savant at the Spa. When I see Bill Mott, I mean, oh boy, yep. Does he get my attention in that venue? He has owned that meet. He has just been an absolute perfect fit at Saratoga. He loves it. I swear to God, that fresh air in upstate New York in that area gets him in his top optimum thinking. What about Bill Mott resilience? My pick in the Derby, and it was a no-show.
Yeah, you know, he actually, Marty, don't knock yourself too bad at the Derby. He actually made a big move in the race. Remember the move he made? He got right near the front in the stretch, and he just hit the wall a little bit. Bill was not thinking he wanted to run because he thought maybe a mile and a quarter was too far. But then he had a great workout over the weekend. I mean, sensational to the point where the DRF's Mike Wells said it's the best work he saw up there for any of the Belmont horses. And Bill said, you know what? We're going to give this mile and a quarter one more shot. And you're right, you're going to get a great price. He's 9-1 at Bet Online at the moment. And again, anytime you see a horse make a move like that, it's suggestive that the talent is there. And I think Bill just says, you know, maybe he just wasn't quite ready then, and he'll be ready 5 weeks later. So, yeah, I wouldn't get off of resilience. It's not my first pick, but like you said, when Bill Mott is in, you have to take him seriously. He's one of the best big race trainers in the history of the sport.
All right, betonline.ag. We'll give you one final moment here, but I got to get your opinion. Respect your sports knowledge across the board. Dan Hurley, Jersey City, the fabled Hurley family, back-to-back titles at UConn. Mega deal looms out in Los Angeles with the Lakers, but Calipari, Patino, I mean, Donovan's holding his own, I guess, with the Bulls, but college coaches at that next level, it just for some reason doesn't work, and it doesn't work in football either. When college coaches go to the NFL, it just tends to blow up in their face. Why is that, and what prospects do you see for Dan Hurley if it looks like he's going to take that job, and why wouldn't he for that kind of dough?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the way to look at it is they're completely different sports. I mean, I know that it's 94 by 50 and the rims are 10 feet high, but you watch a college game and then watch an NBA game, totally different. The coaches are the show in college. The players are the show in the NBA, and they run the NBA. You just don't have nearly the control you have in a college program, and the players are making so much money that they have a huge say in it. Look, I think it's an incredible coach, but I do understand the lore. And think of it this way, too, Marty. The whole college dynamic has changed dramatically in the last 6 months, and yep. It's changing yep. every time you look around.
Great
right?
point.
The NBA is such a more stable operation right now than college sports. And UConn, it's been awesome, but they don't have football money. I mean, they've been the best program in the country for a quarter century now, 6 national titles.
No
but is
question.
That sustainable?
Yep.
Why wouldn't he look at it? But can he succeed? Boy, it's such a hard go. And, you know, he's got LeBron, but for how much longer? But
yeah.
It is the Lakers. They will spend money. They are the marquee franchise along with the Celtics. I hope he stays at UConn because I love the college game. But, look, if he wants to take a shot at it, go for it. Maybe he'll be the one because you're right. It's a small
it's hard. It's hard.
Going from college. Yeah.
Dick, we're out of time. I'm going to hit BetOnline.ag for you in my final frame here coming up. Thank you. Enjoy the Spa. Enjoy. Eat some great food, whether it's Lillian's or the Well. Go have a great time. Thank you.
Will do. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
You got it. Dick Girardi, a fabled Philadelphia media personality, national analyst on horse racing. Coming back on Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, betonline.ag, that is their advertiser. They do provide us with Dick Girardi, so we want to give them a fair shake, betonline.ag. So there you go. And props, and I'll say it, the old New York Racing Association line, because of the proliferation in sports gambling, I'll say it, I'll editorialize just a little bit with your head, not over it. You're looking and here listening to a guy that didn't heed his own advice. So I'm telling you, be careful. Make it entertaining, right? Have some fun with it. To all our friends out in the Midwest, 1-800-BETS-OFF, 1-800-GAMBLER nationwide. If you know or you are one who might have a compulsive gambling issue. Okay. Celtics in six. Wouldn't mind seeing them win it in seven. The longer we have games, we got fodder to talk about here on Sports Byline. I'll take it any way I can get it. You tell me I win it in four straight, I guess I'll take it. But somewhere between, I think, six or seven. Would I be stunned if it was five? No, because, I mean, maybe Jason Tatum's one of these guys that, you know, all of a sudden has a cathartic moment and says, yeah, I've been here. I can handle this pressure now. I'm used to it. And he goes off and he becomes crazy and gets the MVP and he just goes to a whole nother level. That wouldn't shock me either. All right, I appreciate everybody. Thanks to the folks at American Premium Vodka, Randy Byrne, Terry Cook, Mark Gus Scott, and the whole crew. Thank you for your support. Thank you to Dominic Jimenez and Dick Girardi. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy the NBA Finals and the NHL, which kicks off on Saturday. Adios.